This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're visiting the Anchorage Museum's newest exhibit, Arctic Flight.
This is your captain speaking. Greetings from the flight deck. Welcome to Arctic Flight, an exhibition with nonstop service from 1913 to the present.
The first thing you see when entering the exhibit is a cherry red 1928 Stearman. And your first question might be, how did they get an airplane to the third floor of the museum?
That was our biggest logistical challenge, for sure. We rigged cables from the ceiling of our stairwell and brought it up three floors into the space, and then put the airplane back together here on the third floor.
That's Julie Decker, the co-curator of the exhibit. She chose this plane as the centerpiece because of its history.
It was used to deliver serum throughout Alaska. It was used to land on glaciers. It was used in a rescue of... Our attempted rescue when Ben Eielson's plane went down. So it has a fantastic Alaskan story, but it's also just a really hardy airplane.
As we begin the tour, I see black and white videos featuring interviews with Alaskan pilots.
That's a Fairbanks.
Did you confine your activities basically to summer flying, or did you give up in the winter?
We had to give up late fall when it started to freeze pretty bad.
A lot of the knowledge we're hearing today came at a price. One of the exhibits Decker shows me is a plane wing that is practically disintegrated.
These planes weren't meant to fly in the Arctic. It really tested man and machine. So there are a lot of successes, but there are also a lot of mishaps. And so still today you can find salvage wreckage throughout northern Alaska.
But the exhibit also offers a lighter perspective on Alaskan aviation, including some old movie posters from the Cold War era.
We picked up on the idea that a lot of the very bad B films from that era featured this idea of the Arctic being close to Russia and played off this idea of love and spies and war.
So these are all real movies?
They're all real movies. That one has John Wayne. Yeah, I watched part of all of them. I couldn't make it through the whole thing.
Not even the John Wayne one?
Not even the John Wayne one.
Next, Decker walks us to a massive vinyl mural of pilot quotes. There are 100 of them, each representing 1 year of Alaskan aviation. To Decker, these people are part hero, part celebrity.
In the 40s, there was a poll taken about who the most famous pilots in the U.S. were, and it was people like Amelia Earhart and Charles Lindbergh and Joe Crossan, an Alaskan, made that list of a handful of pilots. So these people became household names, not just in Alaska, but across the country. People were really captured by these rugged cowboys of a sort that flew in this remote place.
And what would cowboys be without their sense of adventure? With airplanes instead of horses, the possibilities were endless. And in many ways, they still are.
And it's still about getting to this frontier landscape and the places where people aren't, and that the airplane is this tool for servicing small villages, but also the symbol of freedom for pilots in Alaska.
One of the final displays of the exhibit is an audio feature that plays various noises from different aircraft. This is the sound of a Stearman, the same plane from the beginning of the tour. As we finish up, Decker reflects on the history we've just walked through.
As curators, you want a grand statement, you know, so what does all this mean? And we realized at the end that after 100 years, everything's really still the same. So we're still a remote place where we don't have roads. We still need the airplane to connect us. Pilots are still an integral part of life.
The Anchorage Museum's Arctic Flight will be showing through mid-August. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.